Terry Pratchett presents Miss Felicity Beadle's The World of Pooh, read by Helen Atkinson Wood. Forward and Hopeful Note to Parents by Miss Felicity Beadle, author. What to tell children about the reality of the human world is always a subject very close to the thoughts of all parents. Traditionally, requests from young ones for enlightenment as to where babies come from can be steered in the direction of the stork and the gooseberry bush, with no great harm done. Although, of course, when the child is, shall we say, of the age to understand, the parent should make haste to see that they are fully informed. In a well-run household, this ought to be achievable without too much blushing, if the parents are sensible. However, I fervently believe that not to talk to children about what goes into and out of their bodies is to let the subject become furtive, with a tendency to cause sniggering. What we eat and subsequently excrete plays a major role in human society, and especially in what we are pleased to call civilized society. In my experience, the thinking of intelligent parents faced with the subject tends to fall between two stools, as it were. Surely we can do better than saying it's nasty. Our touchstone here is the commonality of mankind. Kings and queens, and even the likes of our own Lord Vetinari, have to eat and excrete. Why should this be a subject of comment or mirth to anyone? Therefore, I decided that young Geoffrey might have a little stroll through what we may call the underside of our world, facing it with interest, curiosity, and common sense. And after all, one man's waste is another man's compost. On this particular point, I must say that I was brought up in the countryside, where on a weekly basis the night soil was buried in the garden, in an area set aside to be the recipient. I can recall, along with many of my country folk, that tomatoes would grow on that site the following year without anyone having to make shift to plant them. And what marvellous tomatoes they were! As they say, what goes around comes around, although you don't have to look at it as it floats past. But acting like a cat and believing that if you can't see it, then it's not there, is no way for polite society to behave. Without muck, without dung, there would be no agriculture, and without agriculture, there would be no people worth talking about. And so, I dedicate this book to my old friend, Sir Harry King, a man who can turn dung into gold.